Fax 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More discussions expected to take place this weekend as mediators from Egypt and Qatar are set to meet with representatives from Hamas. Israel has said the latest proposal from Hamas still has significant gaps. A massive Ukrainian drone strike knocking out power on Friday on parts of Russian-occupied Crimea. A pivotal vote swinging against efforts by the United Auto Workers Union to expand further into the southern U.S. Workers at a Mercedes plant in Alabama voted against joining the UAW on Friday. President Sean Fain.
It's a David versus Goliath fight. Sometimes Goliath wins a battle, but ultimately David will win the war.
Fain says the union will continue efforts to unionize plants in the southern U.S. The man who broke into the California home of then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacked her husband with a hammer has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. A jury found David DePapp guilty in November on multiple charges. This is ABC News. A series of violent attacks on L.A.'s public transit system continuing this week with the shooting death of a man on a Metro bus Thursday. ABC's Blake Trolley.
Investigators say the attacker shot a man from behind when the bus came to a stop in an industrial area. Deputies tracked the alleged shooter down and arrested him last night. This security guard says the shooting has him worried.
60-65% of the people who works in this area rides on the Metro train.
The shooting came just hours after officials in LA discussed a surge of law enforcement on the Metro system to deal with a recent spike in crime. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Canadian police say they've linked the deaths of four young women who died nearly 50 years ago to a now-deceased U.S. fugitive who hid in Canada from the mid-1970s until the late 1990s. Police say Gary Allen Cerreri might be linked to other unsolved murders and sexual assaults in Western Canada. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell people what's
money doesn't tell the whole story.
Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A long road trip for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers begin what will be their longest road trip of the season tonight in Houston. On the mound, the Astros' right-hander Hunter Brown against Milwaukee's Freddy Peralta.
We have to understand that and admit that they are a very good team. But I know that, you know, we have to give them some respect because they play the game and they play hard all the time.
Then on Monday, it's on to Miami to face the Marlins, followed by a trip to Fenway Park against the Red Sox next weekend. The Brewers will be back on Memorial Day in a game against the Cubs. NBA former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer introduced as the new head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Coach Bud pledged to win a title there. NFL, the Jets' Aaron Rodgers sat down for a two-hour interview with Tucker Carlson. The topics included Trump, Biden, Vladimir Putin, the COVID-19 vaccination, and Bobby Kennedy Jr. Former Packers tight end Robert Tonyan spent the past year with the Chicago Bears. The 30-year-old Tonyan is now a member of the Minnesota Vikings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A sunny and warm day again for tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. In the late afternoon and evening, a couple of storms could pop up. Another nice day for Sunday, mostly sunny and a high around 80. Currently, it's 66.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. One of my favorite Substack newsletters is Hopium Chronicles. You can find it at Hopium, H-O-P-I-U-M, chronicles.com. It's published by a veteran political analyst, a strategist and commentator. He worked on two presidential campaigns. He was in the Clinton war room, senior roles with the DNC, the DCCC, the NDN, and one of the only ones who got the 2022 predictions right. It's Simon Rosenberg is the author, and Simon is with us today. Simon, welcome to the program. I love your newsletter. I love the upbeat, optimistic perspective. I hope you're not just engaging in happy talk here. Tell me why I should not be panicked right now, or at the very least, why, yeah. You know, there's a possibility we can pull this thing out, given all the bad news and the New York Times polls and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Tom, first of all, thank you for just being a warrior for so many years now. And it's just a pleasure to be here today. I'm a big fan and an admirer. So, and listen, I think here's my basic take on the election, right, is that Joe Biden is a good president. The country is better off. We have a very strong case for re-election. The Democratic Party is strong. We've been winning elections all across the country. We're raising tons of money. And the party's pretty fired up as we go into the general. And then the question is, what do they have? What do the Republicans have? They have Trump, who's the ugliest political thing that any of us have ever seen, and a party that looks far more like a raging dumpster fire than a well-oiled political machine. And I think that when you push all that forward, as in the next 5.5 months, as we go deeper into this election, I would much rather be us than them. And I'm very optimistic that we're going to win the election.
How do we deal with the fact that this was just published this morning, I believe, that a big analysis of TikTok finds that pro-Trump posts are outnumber pro-Biden posts by 2-1, by 100%. This other story that came out this week that 50 billionaire families have already put over $1 billion into the election. And that's just reported money. That doesn't include the billions in dark money that will inevitably be coming. We've got some serious, well, and of course, Twitter, it looks to me like the algorithm has been tweaked substantially to promote right-wing causes. When Musk took it over, for example, my Twitter feed just kind of collapsed. I'm hearing the same thing from other high-profile progressives. What do we do about this? Or do you think we can overcome these structural disadvantages?
It's a great question, and I think it's very important to be balanced and understanding about this structural place that we're in. And let's just spend a few minutes talking about it, because this is really important. And in many ways, this is more important than the polling, because what the polling is showing us that it's a close election. Trump isn't ahead. He's not winning. We have a close election. Biden's gained a point or two in the recent months. The Democratic Party brand has gained 3 to 4 points. We're holding in the Senate. We've got good polling in the House. You know, right now, the way to think about this is that, you know, the election is very close. They don't have large in the battleground states, I don't believe, right, looking at the polling. And what we do together could make the difference between us winning and losing this election. It's, you know, I think what's important about American politics now is that all of us have more capacity to do. It's not just giving money. It's making phone calls and writing postcards and texting and canvassing and all the work. This is part of the reason we've been outperforming expectations so much in recent years, is because of all of you. I mean, all the people who are listening and watching today who've been, you know, making sure, doing the work to make sure their democracy doesn't slip away. And this is sort of our superpower. So first of all, I think we're in the process of building the most powerful democratic political machine that we've ever had. People are giving because of the fear of loss of democracy and the stripping of rights and freedoms away from more than half the population 2 years ago, that we're seeing unprecedented amounts of money going into our system. And what that's doing is that it's allowing us to build the biggest and most powerful campaigns that we've ever had, allowing us to control the information environment, allowing us to push our performance on the ground and our, you know, our GOTV operations to places that we've never been able to go. And it's a central reason why in places like the New York 3, Tom Suozzi race, all the polls had us winning there by 2 to 3 points. We won by 8 points. And it's because we have this extra sort of supercharger now, passionate, patriotic Americans who are doing the work. They are going to bring it, right? Like I talk about sport, politics like being a basketball game. The other team's going to score. We just have to score more, right? Mm-hmm. And I look at this grassroots thing that we have now as somebody who's been doing this full time for 32 years. We have the most powerful political machine we've ever had. Their political machine is actually ragged and is a dumpster fire. The RNC is not going to mount a serious general election campaign. This is a problem because in presidential campaigns, all the money flows that you can use on the ground has to flow, be hard dollars flowing through the party. And they're not raising hard dollars. There's a lot of traditional Republican donors are spinning the bit at this new MAGA-led party, and they're struggling to raise the kind of money that is the money you use on the ground in presidential elections. You can't make up that money with billionaire money because, and let me explain everybody, this is really important if you give me a second, is that there's a law that federal campaigns pay what's called lowest unit rate on television, meaning that they have to pay the lowest rate available. So in places like Pennsylvania and Michigan, for a super PAC to match the Biden campaign, they're going to have to spend 4, 5, 6 times more money to match the ad buys we're going to do. So they're not going to raise 4, 5, 6 times more money than we are. And so the Republican, this idea that all this big money is coming in, it's less useful money. They don't get a dollar, you know, return on that dollar, whereas the $25 you give to Biden, we get $25 worth of value out of that. So you got to keep that in mind. In 2022, Republicans spend more money than we did, but we put more ads on the air and reached more voters than they did because of this efficiency of what I'm describing. And then finally, I do think we have one of the reasons you're here, Tom, is that the Republicans are louder than we are, right? They have invested much more in their wholly owned media, Fox News and all the other talk radio and everything else they have. And now you're seeing advantages emerge in TikTok. And I think we have to be much more purposeful and recognize that all of us also have a role to play in this. I mean, we cannot just be people that make phone calls, but taking the information you learn on this show and other places, spreading it through your networks, putting positive sentiment into our discourse every day, being like information age, you know, I call it the information age victory gardens, right? That we all have a role to play in shaping our discourse every day. And I think we have to feel like we have more agency over that than we do on our side. But you're right. I mean, I think the campaign right now, I just was on the campaign with one of the top digital guys in the campaign this morning. They're very aware of all this, and they're investing in making huge strides, I think, in social media. I think the social media that the Biden campaign has been producing so far, what they call organic content, you know, the stuff the campaign's producing, not the ads, is the best that any Democratic campaign's ever produced. They have built the most sophisticated operation. Are we going to be able to match dollar for dollar, point for point, video for video, what the Republicans are going to do? We will in the 7 states. In the 7 states where this whole thing's going to be decided, we're going to be able to match them. Whether we can do it across the whole country, I don't know. But certainly we're going to try really hard.
Yeah, that's encouraging. Last question here. What, yeah. What can the average person, as you know, somebody who's listening right now or watching us on Free Speech TV or YouTube or whatever, what can the average person do to most effectively impact this upcoming election?
Yeah, I think there are two things. I mean, I think, first of all, the number one job is we just have to beat Trump, right? I mean, that is the whole ballgame. And so however you're going to help Joe Biden, whether it's give a little bit of money, decide you're going to make phone calls, because, you know, wherever you live, you can make phone calls into Michigan and Pennsylvania. You don't have to be there to be calling voters there. And you can be texting from outside. You can be writing postcards, right, if that's the preference, the preferred way. All of that stuff will start becoming available to everybody very soon. And you can commit to spend a couple hours a week, right, working for your democracy. If you don't want to work for Biden, you know, help Ruben Gallego in Arizona or Alyssa Slotkin in Michigan or, you know, Angela Alsobrooks in Maryland or some of the key House races. Adopt a few House races where you're going to make phone calls or text. The other thing you can do, though, and I think that we have to reimagine the war room. I worked in the war room, as you said, you know, 32 years ago. We need to think of the war room now not as 20 sweaty kids drinking Red Bulls and producing TikTok videos, but we need to think of the war room as 2 to 3 million proud patriots getting up every day who love their country and who are spreading positive information through their own networks about Joe Biden, the country, our success, the Democrats, and countering the negative sentiment that MAGA pumps into our discourse every day with positive sentiment. Don't underestimate this. I mean, think of yourself as one voice in a chorus of 2 to 3 million people. If we all do this every day, we can have an extraordinary impact on our daily discourse. And so the key thing, as I like to say at Hopium, is that it's the most important thing of all is we need to do more and worry less. One of the ways you address your fear and concerns about the loss of democracy is by going to work. And what's so exciting, and one of the reasons I'm so confident that we're going to win, is that millions and millions of people, proud patriots who love their country, have been going to work. And we've been kicking their ass now for the last 2 years, Tom. And so I think if we just keep doing this work, we should have the election that we all want to have in November.
That's great. Simon Rosenberg, HopiumChronicles.com is the website, H-O-P-I-U-M, HopiumChronicles.com. Simon, thanks so much for dropping by.
Tom, thank you, and thanks for all that you do.
My pleasure. My pleasure. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, there are. We're still here. There are some of us who are still sane. We'll be right back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamilyfire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
We got fired a lot of times for different reasons.
Oh, nice.
And we got fired so many times, it was the only press that we were able to get in this town. And one of the stories had us pictured on the cover.
Wow. And so we did that. We did a little interview. Paper came out on a Sunday. We got fired the next day.
Tune in while you still can. Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Bring life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com right now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. So tuck your Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. And welcome back. So let's pick up your calls. It being Anything Goes Friday, what's on your mind today? Malcolm in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. Hey, Malcolm, what's up?
Yes, Tom. Just to piggyback on the USPS system, recently I had jury duty. Right. Recently I had jury duty, and now this isn't my first time serving on a jury, but this time around it implores you to actually go to the website, and it has in bold letters, do not mail.
Oh, really? Because even the government doesn't trust the post office anymore now that Louis DeJoy has blown up over $100 million sorting machines.
And the fact that it has a self-stamped envelope included, it still suggests in bold print, go to the website.
Wow.
Also, I participated in a bike-a-thon in New York City and had to travel to New York to pick up the pamphlets, the credentials, because they would not mail it.
Wow.
And so my point is that I don't think the United States can stand another 4 years of Louis DeJure, regardless of who's in the White House.
Yeah.
And something has to be done, whether it be an executive order, because I know if Obama appointed Louis DeJure, Trump would have had him fired on day one, even though it would have been illegal. He could have put Eric Trump in charge, and no one would have said a word in terms of agencies to say, no, this isn't right.
Yeah.
So something has to be done. We can't survive another year, much less, I'd hate to think, what 4 more years would look like.
Yeah, what Louis DeJoy knows and what the GOP knows is that Democrats use mail-in ballots almost 2-to-1 over Republicans as the result of, 8 years now of Republican indoctrination not to use mail-in ballots. And that's why Louis DeJoy is trying to slow the mail. And now you've got these lawsuits in multiple states. The big one in Pennsylvania was just last week, where the Republicans are suing, saying that they shouldn't be able to count ballots after Election Day, even if they were postmarked before Election Day. In other words, this is part of an elaborate conspiracy to not count votes from Democrats, basically. And Louis DeJoy is right in the middle of it. He's the spider in the middle of this web, and I completely agree with you. Malcolm, thank you so much. Bart in Carson City, Nevada. Hey, Bart, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, exactly what you were saying. Thanks for taking my call. We just had a primary. I didn't get a ballot. I called in and they said, oh, you didn't get a ballot because you're a Democrat and your privacy is set on. Then they tried to convince me the general election was in June, not November. Then they said they were going to drop off a ballot on the Monday before the Tuesday of the election, and they never showed up.
Wow. Who's they?
And I think it's exactly what the Registrar of Voters.
Wow. Isn't there a Democratic governor? Isn't Nevada run by Democrats right now? Or is it a Republican governor?
Yes. Yes.
Huh.
Democratic.
Wow. Why are they doing that? Maybe Republicans are still running the election office or something.
They're all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. What's your sense of how things are going to go in Nevada as a Nevada resident? You know, how do you think?
Biggest concern is the lack of voting.
Yeah.
And I've been talking to Gen Zers, and they go, "Well, not my problem yet." Some of them. Others are really into it, and they want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm white and I'm retired, and I think they're discriminating against anybody that's Democratic when they start saying the general election's in June.
Yeah, you think? Amazing. Yeah. That's remarkable.
Side note, when I refer to a lot of people now, I don't use Democratic or Republican. I just call them Ovilites or not. By Ovilite, it's AU as in gold. Uh-huh. And veal, as in V-E-A-L.
Okay. All right, got it.
Golden calf.
Yeah.
Okay, Bart.
Golden calf. There you go. Bart, thank you so much. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Anything goes Friday. I'm picking up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Has a Democratic governor. Excuse me, a Republican governor. Yeah, Republican governor. We'll be right back. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-42.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More discussions expected to take place this weekend as mediators from Egypt and Qatar are set to meet with representatives from Hamas. Israel has said the latest proposal from Hamas still has significant gaps. A massive Ukrainian drone strike knocking out power on Friday on parts of Russian-occupied Crimea. A pivotal vote swinging against efforts by the United Auto Workers Union to expand further into the southern U.S. Workers at a Mercedes plant in Alabama voted against joining the UAW on Friday. President Sean Fain.
It's a David versus Goliath fight. Sometimes Goliath wins a battle, but ultimately David will win the war.
Fain says the union will continue efforts to unionize plants in the southern U.S. The man who broke into the California home of then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and attacked her husband with a hammer has been sentenced to 30 years in prison. A jury found David DePapp guilty in November on multiple charges. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are renewing their call for a task force on missing and murdered black women and girls in Wisconsin. The call comes at the same time that more dismembered remains believed to be Sharday Robinson's were found in Illinois. Representative Sheila Stubbs has tried and failed to move the bill forward for 3 years. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday, reminding black voters in particular what the Biden administration is doing to boost jobs and the economy.
We are dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America right now
to build back up our roads and our bridges, our sidewalks, to invest in a clean energy economy.
Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll the economy is their top issue, but only 14% of black voters in the state think the economy is doing well. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A sunny and warm day again for tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. In the late afternoon and evening, a couple of storms could pop up. Another nice day for Sunday, mostly sunny and a high around 80. Currently at 64 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
The National Day of Prayer today. Prayer is an integral part of daily life. It also provides comfort in times of crisis or need.
A prayer that things go well, a prayer that Trump doesn't show up.
I pray this radio show gets better as we go along. Because wow. So far.
You're putting that kind of burden on God?
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. And welcome back. Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls here, John in Los Angeles. Hey, John, what's up?
Tom, you're a national treasure.
Oh, thank you. What's
I believe you have some. I believe you have some people in your audience who want to learn about the Antichrist.
It's been a topic of conversation on this show before. I even wrote an op-ed about it once. Why?
I'm probably the best person to tell you about it. I've been a New Deal Democrat my entire adult life. I'm also an enlightened Christian and advanced Bible student. A little over 5 years ago, I was scratching my head wondering about this unbelievable level of hypocrisy among American Christians. Not long after that, I found something in the Bible very interesting. This scripture is talking about the period of time we're in, possibly going back 4 years. Anyway, it's been happening. The reason I know that is there's a conflation here of three things: the man of lawlessness, the delusion, which partially answered my original question, and the big lie. Audience, if you're an enlightened Christian, get your pen and paper. You'll want to write this scripture down. The man of lawlessness has two other names, the lawless one and the man of sin, son of perdition, depending on your Bible version. The man of lawlessness is also, drum roll please, the ultimate Antichrist. The one with a capital A, the one that Jesus will destroy. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 and 8 through 12. Now, the obvious question is Donald Trump the man of lawlessness? And I'm not quite ready to say for sure that he is. I kind of have a hunch. But we'll wait and see. If he does not get back in as president, he's probably biblically irrelevant.
Yeah, I agree. I used to think it was Reagan, you know, Ronald Wilson Reagan, 666, but who knows? John, thank
well,
you.
That's all your little Antichrist with the lowercase a.
Yeah.
Tom, they don't preach this in mainstream Christianity, and I think one reason could be they know that it could be detrimental to Trump, and they don't want to risk losing their gravy train.
Yeah, it could be. If you say that the guy that you're pushing for president is the Antichrist, people tend not to want to go along with you. John, thank you for the call. Denise in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Denise, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thank you for what you do. I appreciate it. I want to speak about the Democratic messaging.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, there's two things. The border. If President Obama, President Biden can get out there at the border and, you know, show the, you know, talk to the union and just have a campaign commercial for that.
I think he should go to the border and demand that Mike Johnson put the legislation on the floor of the House.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And definitely make a campaign commercial, because the Heritage Foundation has two commercials out, the border here on my local stations,
mm-hmm.
and the border, and the one that says, we were better off when President Trump was president.
Yikes.
That's the Republican message, and I think President Biden got to get ready for that message, because I think Trump, if he goes to that debate, he's going to bring it up.
Yep.
That we were better off.
Oh, and he's going to claim credit for everything Biden did.
Exactly.
He's just going to reinvent reality.
But the thing is, that's when President Biden and the Democrats should say out loud that that was President Obama's last fiscal year. And he is just running off of that progress.
Right.
To determine a good, successful president, you have to look at the last year.
Yeah.
When he leaves, you determine what kind of president that person is when he leaves, not when he begins the president run. So that worries me. Those two commercials are constantly on.
Yeah.
They're constantly run every day. I can't stand it. When I see it, I mute it.
Yeah. Is this on your local over-the-air television station, or is it showing up on cable?
Yeah. It's cable, local cable news.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's a very violent border campaign, and it's by Heritage Foundation.
Right.
And again, that they have everybody standing there saying, we were better, when Trump was president.
Mm.
And that's what everybody thinks. Everybody thinks, the low gas, the low prices of the food. And you're not going to get to the Trump supporters. They are just,
they're gone.
You got to leave them out. That they're going to vote Trump no matter what. But the independents, they're kind of thinking when Trump says that, they're probably thinking, yeah, we were better off.
Yeah.
We don't want them to think.
Yeah, eggs were cheaper.
That they were better off.
Yeah, no, I totally get it, Denise. And I'm with you. This is and Heritage Action, these right wing super PACs that are funded by right wing billionaires, they have so much more money than anybody on the left, and they're softening up Pennsylvania right now. It's going to be.
Yeah, I'm keeping track. Like, I don't turn it on during the day because I don't watch any news during the day. I listen to you, and I read Heather.
Cox Richardson.
And I'm on a personal website. I'm not website, a messaging site with like 30 people across the United States. So we talk among each other. Mm. But I'll tell you what, those I'm going to keep track and watch every day just to see if they keep playing it, repeating it.
Yeah, they will. Yeah. They will. Denise, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the report from Pennsylvania. I appreciate it. It's good to hear from you. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Chuck in Redondo Beach, California. Hey, Chuck, what's on your mind today?
Okay, first I want to say I've been listening to you since you were Al Franken. And the first time I met you was in the Mensa Group in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I'm not a member of Mensa, incidentally.
And
I share a birth year with Bernie, so my dementia gets in the way of me trying to say what I want to say. But anyway, Bernie was on Stephen Colbert, and they talked to him about Kristen Cinema, and he said he got angry and said we could have had Build Back Better if it just wasn't for Kristen Cinema.
Right.
Everything would be much better, and Manson, of course. So what I would like to say is that everybody should say it wasn't just Kristen Cinema and Manson. It was also the entire Republican Party.
Oh yeah.
If you get rid of the entire Republican Party, we would have had Build Back Better, and a matter of fact, we would have had Build Back Better in the version that the link you gave me for the Wikipedia about Build Back Better. It started out at $4 trillion and wound up at $1.75 trillion.
Right.
And so we'd had all those benefits.
We also would have had voting rights.
Oh yeah. Well, that was
that's the big one.
Yeah.
That's the big one.
All that stuff.
Yep.
It's just so much better. And if it wasn't for Republicans, get rid of every Republican.
We have got to elect Democrats this fall. Chuck, thank you. You're spot on. Thank you very much. Eric in Fountain Valley, California. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I love Simon Rosenberg.
Good. Yeah, I appreciate his perspective.
Yeah. Listen, I've been witnessing a lot of confusion about ectopic or tubal pregnancies and how they relate to the abortion bans in the red states, and as a retired physician, I want to clarify a little. So an ectopic or tubal pregnancy is when a fertilized egg implants in the fallopian tube and begins to develop. They are not viable pregnancies. No one has ever carried a tubal or ectopic pregnancy to term, and they always end up in complications, usually around the 16th to 18th week, the most common of which is severe bleeding, which can be life-threatening. So I am perplexed as to why some lay people and some, I believe, even some physicians in red states believe that the treatment of ectopic pregnancies can be a violation, criminal violation of the abortion ban. For all these reasons, I think it needs to be tested because I believe that women will die from lack of treatment of this life-threatening condition.
I agree. And in fact, you know, it's possible it's already happening, but there's an astonishing level of ignorance and frankly the promotion of ignorance around the whole gestational period both being promoted by these so-called pregnancy crisis pregnancy centers and just the right in general. Thank you for that, Eric. Thank you so much for the clarification. It's 44 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Friday in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with your calls. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Matinair on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. And once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Kevin in Durham, North Carolina. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Just wanted to give you an update on what the Republicans around here are up to. The latest is the Senate passed a bill to ban all mask wearing in public.
I read about that, which means that people who are on chemotherapy and are immune compromised are facing a death sentence.
Yeah, so I didn't know if you knew about that or not. So, and it just, you know, once again, every day I shake my head as to why people vote Republican, because it's just like they're not interested in helping anybody. They just want to hurt people.
Yeah.
And they don't even follow their own ideology. They love to talk about small government, but, you know, this is not small government.
Right.
You know, banning books is not small government. Banning drag shows, LGBTQ, DEI. That's the other thing, too, that the UNC Board of Directors banned DEI on campus this week. So that's gone, too.
Brilliant.
So it's just big government disguised as small government.
Yeah, it's not even government. It's fascist government, Kevin.
Yeah. But anyway, just want to let you know about that.
It's just, okay.
And it's most likely going to pass because they have a supermajority down here. So.
Right.
Okay. So just one more thing.
Yeah, isn't that, by the way, don't they have a supermajority because a Democrat flipped to Republican after somebody greased her palm?
Yeah, that's part of it. Trisha Cossum, she used to be
there you go.
A Democrat in a very blue district, and then she flipped.
Yeah.
And that one vote gave them a supermajority. So.
Well, hopefully they bounce her out on her keister. Kevin,
I think she will be gone. So.
Yeah, thank you very much for the update, Kevin. I appreciate it. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi, Tom. I have a question. Do you think people, CNN is doing the debates, if people comment make comments in the comment section below the YouTube program, does CNN monitor that at all?
I don't know. We do.
My
we monitor our YouTube feed, but in fact, we have several people, volunteers in our chat room who do, but I don't know about CNN.
Okay, I was thinking maybe they just fall into a certain category, and if it says debate, then they'll read those. And
they might even turn off the comments. You know, you can do that, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, but the ones that allow it and talk about what they want at the debates, because this is just going to turn into a... Already they're making comments. The Republicans are about our guy is going to whip their guy. And, like it's a street fight.
Yeah, well, that's how they think.
And if they don't put a strong monitor, whatever you call them, in there, I mean, Trump's going to walk on them. They can't put some star CNN personality in there. He's just going to ignore them. And if they don't put some in, make him stay at his podium and all that in civil behavior, that's going to be a nightmare how to set that up to control him.
Right. He delights in breaking the rules and just being above the rules. You know, rules don't apply
to
Donald
Trump. And they love him for it.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Followers love him for it. The more he does it, the more they love him.
I know. He's like the high school bully, you know, that has the little syncopants following him around, partly because they're afraid of him and partly because they want to be him. Yeah. No, I totally get it.
And I don't know how you do that, because to watch another debate that it doesn't give you information or doesn't inform you in any way on policy or platform, I mean, it's a waste of time. And I think people are really just going, followers are just, can't wait to see this.
Boxing
or something.
I get it, Diane. We're just going to have to wait and see how it plays out. But the Biden administration the Biden campaign, rather, is saying that, no interruptions, cut the mic, and things like that. Hopefully they'll hold firm on that. Diane, thank you for the call. Phil in Rainier, Oregon. Hey, Phil, what's up?
Hi, good to talk to you. I've been a fan for years.
Thank you.
Oh, I just wanted to tell you a little story, family story, about my grandfather, how John Fitzgerald Kennedy caused the death of my grandfather.
What?
Of happiness. Yeah, he's a skinny little guy, very grouchy, lived in Port Orford, Oregon. And when he heard that JFK won, he was really excited. And he decided to go out back and chop some wood to help calm down. And he died of a heart attack.
Oh.
Now, what makes this interesting, actually, is that my mom was a dispatcher for the Oregon State Police Department when RFK came through campaigning and had that disastrous stop in Roseburg. And she got to tell RFK about this little story. And then Mr. Kennedy went down to California. And that kind of means
shot.
That probably nobody else in the family heard the story.
Yeah.
So, but that's just one of the family stories here.
Okay.
I have one other thing, too, to mention, and that is that we here in Rainier don't get mail delivery in the downtown area. And they keep raising the price of the boxes that we have to buy. What?
Has it always been that way, or is this new?
It's a couple. Well, we've only been here about 5 or 6 years, and we've never gotten mail delivery.
Right.
But they keep raising the price of the P.O. box.
Of course they do.
But they have rural delivery, but not here in the town area.
That's interesting. I wonder why. What's the population right here?
It's about 2,000 or less.
This is just a
little hillside. You know, the downtown area is just like 8-10 blocks.
Yeah, I get it.
And we'll have to go down there. Anyway. That's it.
Well, Phil, thanks. Thanks for the call. And thanks for watching us on YouTube from Rainier, Oregon. We appreciate it. We'll be back on the other side of this break with a little bit more of the news of the day. What's up with China and Russia and the 70th anniversary of Brown v. Board and Trump's dark money people. And then your calls, of course.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325.
That's your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.